In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Last week, we started together speaking concerning the Holy Bible as a journey, a joyful journey, and through which the soul can ascend to the heavens and to enjoy the bosom of the Father himself. And the way is the Lord Jesus Christ, as he said, I am the way. And through all the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, we are focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ. We also said that the Old Testament consists of four sections: the law, the history, the wisdom, and the prophecies. And also the New Testament has the same sections: the new law, the history of the new church, the wisdom in Jesus Christ, and also the prophecy. We see how the Old Testament inflame the eagerness of our hearts toward the first advent of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ came, he said Abraham himself saw his day and he was rejoicing. Not only Abraham, all the prophets and all the patriarchs and all the ladies who were in faith in the Old Testament were enjoying and looking eagerly for the coming of the Messiah. In every age, they were asking if Jesus, if the Messiah came or not. And in the New Testament, we see how the Old Testament has been realized, fulfilled. The law was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. And through the history, we discover in the book of Acts, Jesus Christ ascended to heaven. He is still till now in his church on earth. And in the books of the wisdom, the epistles of St. Paul, and the epistles, the Pauline, and the Catholic epistles, we discover that wisdom, in fact, is to abide in Christ, the wisdom of God. And the last book, the prophecy, the book of Revelation, how truly we hear the Lord Jesus Christ saying that he is coming soon, and we are waiting for his coming. This is just the main lines of the books of the Old and New Testament. Now I hope that I will start with the first section of the Old Testament. It is very attractive. How many books are the Moses books? Do you know? How many books? Five. Can you say them? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. There are how many books? Five. Can we memorize them? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. What is the aim of all these five books? What God wants me? He wants to give laws, you have to do so and not to do so? Or he is the father of mankind? Is he a commander? He just gives orders? Or he is a lover being? He is as a father. As a father. Why he gave us these laws in which we find many commandments? Why? We want to see in the five books very important thing. God wants me not to be a slave, even to him. He said to his disciples, the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't want to call you servants. What do you want to call me? You are my beloved ones. You are my children. And we hear in the Old Testament many times, especially St. John, speaks about us as children of God. We have the authority to be children of God, as in John chapter 1, verse 12. And in the first epistle of St. John, we hear too much about the children of God and the children of devil. And also St. Paul, in his epistle to the Romans, spoke about our adoption to God the Father. Then God wants us to be what? Children of whom? Of Him. Children of God. If there is a king, what this king wants from his child? If he has a lonely son and he is a king, what he expect from his son? To be what? And what? He wants him to be a slave or to be a king? King. It is the pleasure of the king that he would see his son will become a king. God is the king of kings. Then what he wants from us? He wants us to be what? King. A president, like here, when there is a trouble in the United States, who will be the president of the United States? For how long they were struggling? In Christianity, there is no struggling. You can be not a president, you can be the king who is attributed to the King of Kings and freely. And you will have authority on your inner man, on your body, on your mind, on your will, on your senses, on your feelings, and you will have authority even on the devil and all his angels. Then we feel we are truly free kings. Who want to be a slave? Do you find any person want to be a slave? No? Every person want to be a free king. This is the aim of the five books. The five books of law, which are called the Pentateuch. Pentateuch in Greek means five books. The Pentateuch wants everyone to be a king or a queen. In the book of Genesis, God created the whole world for this king. It is my palace. Truly, I am living in the United States, but I feel God created all the earth and created the stars, the moon, even the sun, everything specially for me. I am a king, and he granted me authority on earth, on the seas, oceans, on the air, and now we know even on space among the stars. How great we are. Therefore, when we read the book of Genesis, we discover that we are very strong kings. And we are free ones. We are the children of the King of Kings, who wants all his children to be kings. Then you feel proud when you read the book of Genesis. This is my book. God wants to tell me why you are living here as a slave, and I want you to be a king, to have authority on your eyes, in your mind, on your senses. Nobody can draw you or can enslave you. Even your peer, there is no peer pressures on the Christians. I am a leader, not I am a follower. I have the authority to have my decision in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am not a slave to any lust. This is the book of what? Genesis. What about the other book? Exodus. What the main goal or aim of the book of Exodus? What is the heart of this book? Moses came, and what he made? He guided the people from where to where? From Egypt, from Ramesses, and it is the eastern city on the north of Egypt, to pass through Sinai and to be to go to the promised land. He want everyone not to be enslaved to Pharaoh. Why you are living in the mud? Why you are working in these very tribal things? God wants to grant you the promised land. Then I am a king and God wants me to be free. Then the book of Exodus, what we can call it? Genesis, I am a king. Exodus, I am a free king. My palace in the promised land in heaven. I am living in heaven, although my body here on earth. Easy? What the third book?
Leviticus.
What about this book? I notice sometimes we say it is too hard to read it. About what is speaking? Do you know? Three things. At first, the book speaks about the sacrifices. The second thing about priesthood. And the third about the purification commandments, the rites of purification. Three things. The sacrifices, second, priesthood, third, the purification. What God wants me, and when you read in the book of Leviticus, it is said, be holy or be to me, attributed to me, holy as I am holy. Then what about this book? It is the book of holiness. How to be a holy king? Not just a king has an authority, not just a king who is in freedom, but also in the image of God, you must be holy as God is holy. How can I be a holy and I am a human being? I have my emotions. I have my will, human will. I am very weak. How can I become an icon of God Himself, who is the Almighty One, who is the Holy One, who has no sin at all? Three things. And what we said in the book of Leviticus, what are the three things? Sacrifices. And priesthood, purification. What is the sacrifices? There are five kinds of sacrifices. When you look to the cross here, there is a side, and another side, third side, fourth and fifth. We can say from the fifth sides of the cross. When I practice in the Old Testament, when I look to the sacrifices and I see five kinds of sacrifices and offerings, I see my Lord Jesus Christ. He is the victim. He is a victim. And through this victim, He granted me His holiness. I became righteous in the Lord, who is Himself is the righteousness. Therefore, through the sacrifice, I accepted the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as the way for my holiness, for my righteousness. When I read the sacrifices, I don't say, why I am reading about the sacrifice of the animals, the blood, and how the priests do so and so and so many, many rites in the sacrifices of the Old Testament. Every sacrifice has a special meaning for me. I can't discover the mystery of the cross except through the sacrifices. St. Augustine says, without the Old Testament, I couldn't understand the New Testament. Without these sacrifices, I cannot know the depth of the cross. Therefore, truly, thanks God, He granted me this book, which from the appearance, it appears that concerning the Old Testament, but in fact, it is concerning me, because I discover the mystery of the cross through the sacrifices which are mentioned in this book. What is the second item? Priesthood. Who is the priest? Who is the high priest? Who is in heaven? Who is our high priest? The Lord, Jesus Christ. He is in heaven. He is the mediator between us and God the Father. And he carried all of us on his shoulders and brings us to God the Father. And he says, I am working on behalf of my children. Those are your children. He is the heavenly priest or the heavenly high priest. Then the work of priesthood, in fact, is the work of whom? Of Jesus Christ. When we say we are priests, it is because we are hidden in the high priest, Jesus Christ. No one can be a priest or high priest, whatever you call him, the pope, the bishops, the metropolitans, the priests, all of the deacons, all of them are working through the high priest, the heavenly one who is in heaven. Therefore, when you hear about Aaron and his children who was the high priest and they were the priest, we said, oh, I see the symbols, the shadow of the truth. I see my Lord Jesus Christ in this high priest and in those priests. Then first item, sacrifices. What is the second? Priesthood. And the third, purification. When you read the purification items, it is too much. You have to eat these birds and don't eat these birds. These animals can be eaten, those animals cannot be eaten. When there is a problem at your house, you have to bring the priest to purify it. When there is a problem in my body, I have to be cleaned by many rites. And when a lady has a baby, she has many laws concerning her purification. And so on, many, many, many laws. Why? God wants us to be in purity. All these laws, in fact, are symbols of the real purity in our hearts, in our minds, in our senses, in our bodies, and even in our dwelling places. I feel when I am at my home, I am in heaven. When I am eating to glorify my Lord. I look, everything is purified. Even my food, my drink, my work, even my fun, I see my Lord Jesus Christ in every moment of my life, even while I am sleeping. As it is said, I am sleeping, but my heart is awake because I am looking to my Lord Jesus Christ. Can we repeat? How many items in this book? Three. Sacrifices, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, priesthood, the priesthood of Jesus Christ, the purification laws and rites, the purity of all our life. And thus, we become very pure in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the work of the Spirit of Christ, or the Holy Spirit, who works in our life so that we may enjoy the blood of Jesus Christ, the work of our priest, and enjoy the purity of all our life, inner life, and even our outside conduct and behavior. What about the fourth book, what is called Numbers? Do you know what the Numbers? The numbers, I remember when I was in your age, I usually say, why I will read all these numbers, all these names, and all this trip? But afterwards, I discovered it is a very joyful trip. What about this trip? Do you see this cross? When you look to the camp of the people when they are going from Egypt to the promised land, you find them, if you have a helicopter, a flight from above, you will see them in the shape of the cross. Three tribes here in the east, three in the west, three in the north, three in the south. If you are looking from above, you say, oh, how they are well organized in three and three and three and three tribes. They are looking across, moving from Egypt to where? Promised land. What does it mean? When I am in the cross of Jesus Christ, then I can pass from this world to the world to come. There is no other way to enjoy this joyful trip unless we are united with the crucified Lord. It is a very joyful journey. And how can I enjoy it? Through the crucified King of Kings. Then I can say, in the book of Genesis, I am a king. In the Exodus, I am a free king. In the Leviticus, I am a holy king. In the fourth Numbers, I am a crucified and joyful king. I am a joyful and cross. It is my pleasure. I share my Lord his crucifixion. As Saint Paul was proud of the cross of Jesus Christ, and he said that the world is crucified to him, and he was crucified to the world. Are you upset, Saint Paul? He says, never, because I am in fellowship with my Lord. It is my dignity, my honor, that I share him his crucifixion. What about the fifth book? What is called? Deuteronomy. In Greek, what is the meaning? French means two. Deuteronomy means two. Why? Because he spoke twice about the law. The book of Deuteronomy is the book of three sermons of Moses just a month before he has departed from this world. What he was speaking of? He was speaking about the commandments of God, the work of God. Why? He wants us to be God's friends, the very close friends to God. Or God is the most or very close friend to me. Therefore, in this book, we see the friendship with God. The friendship with God. What about Moses, after he spoke about this friendship? He was friend to God until the last moment of his life. Do you know how Moses have been died? Do you remember how he died? What happened on his death? God, yeah. At first, God asked him, you have to ascend on the Mount of Nebo. Why? To die. If God asked me, leave Orange County, go to Mission View because you have to die. I said, okay, it is my pleasure to leave. Moses was at that time 120 years old. God said to him, you have to ascend to the top of the mountain of Nebo to die. Who went with Moses? Do you remember? He was alone. He didn't take his wife. I don't know if she was alive or not. He didn't take any of his sons or daughters or his brother Aaron, who died. He didn't take his cousins. Nobody. How many priests went with him? None. Although, his brother was the high priest, but he died a month before Moses, and the son of Aaron became the high priest. How many friends? Nobody. Where are you going, Moses? I am going to die. Who will make the funeral service? Who made the funeral service to Moses? God himself. Who buried him? When you read in the book of Deuteronomy, the chapter before the last one, you find, and he buried him. He, God. God buried Moses. How he was lucky. God himself buried him. And I think when the funeral service was made, God and the angels were present. How blessed was Moses. The Jews, in their tradition, they say that the death of Moses is the death of kiss. You know the kiss? God embraced him, kissed him, and took his soul to the paradise. They say, oh, the great saints have the same thing, that they have the death of kiss. We accept the kiss of God, and we rejoice when he comes and says, can you come with me? It is my pleasure to leave this world, to be in your company, and to be with you wherever you are. Then I want just to make a revision for these books. How many books for the law in the Old Testament? Five. What about the first? Genesis, I am a king. Exodus, I am the free king. Third, Leviticus, I am a holy king. Numbers, I am a crucified and joyful king. The Deuteronomy, I am the friend of the King of Kings. What about these books? Very joyful. Five books. I hope especially the kids can make a summary this week about those books in just one page. What about the main line of the Bible as a whole? What is the aim of every section? And then we start with these five books. What is the main idea of Genesis, Exodus, and so on? Easy or difficult? Easy? Glory be to God. Amen.